Tonight, I had a really weird thing happen to me. So we had, I'm getting life insurance because I needed another monthly expense.
Yeah.
It's like, I've got too much money.
Yeah.
So I'm getting life insurance and they have to, I had to have like a physical, but not really a physical, just like blood drawn, blood pressure, height and weight.
Just make sure you weren't dying.
Yeah, exactly. So there weren't, for some reason, they wouldn't let me go to like EAMC or some doctor's office and do it. They had to go, I had to go to one of their approved places. Well, they didn't have any approved places in Auburn, Alabama. So they sent someone to my house. So in the middle of in the middle of dinner tonight, a lady walks in. Well, she knocks on the door.
She brought a scale?
Yeah, brought a scale, took my blood, height and weight, urine sample, whole nine yards. Yeah, very strange. And as she was leaving, I was like, I wish I could get like every doctor to do this. That should be the best thing ever. Like, I mean, you go to the doctor's office, you might sit for 45 minutes waiting on your turn. What if they gave you a time? Yeah, I'll beat your house. Except then they would turn it to the cable companies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll beat your house.
Be like
2 and 9 p.m.
18-hour windows.
Yeah. Yeah, just want you to know, this house that you're sitting in, I've had my blood taken.
Where did she come from?
Where Opelika.
Oh, then why?
Yeah, look,
all right.
Because insurance companies are as well-run as the Auburn Public Relations Department. Hit the theme, Jack.
Back, back, run like a wild man.
I watched you struggle, and I watched you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 7:52 p.m. Your digital audio device is tuned right into the Orange and True podcast, brought to you by the friendly folks at Champs Chicken and harbored by collegeofmagnolia.com. I am Son of Crow, at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter. At Son of Crow is the name on Venmo. Send me your money. To one side of me is amateur statistician, the engineer, your favorite podcaster, Ryan Starrett.
It's always a good week to beat Alabama.
Absolutely. You can find him at Ryan S. Starrett. Two S's, two T's, three T's, but two in a row at the end on Twitter. And the other side of me giving you full Fort Payne ASMR.
Better than that Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, not to be confused with a Super Bowl commercial.
Arrivederci.
We have the AU Chief. Yeah,
and coolers and eight beer.
What do you think about that Super Bowl commercial? Number one, calling out your curs.
Yeah, well,
because it's not healthy, like but like Bud Light.
Well, that was a different commercial.
Yeah, I know. Still, it's just.
Did you see that Miller had a bit of a response?
Yes.
Earlier today, which is pretty good. But
my favorite part of the response was, "Hey, we haven't had to pay for a Super Bowl commercial in 20 years."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was pretty good.
Also, we don't taste like bananas. Have you ever noticed that? Yeah.
Bud Light tastes like bananas?
In a can. Anyway.
All right.
This weekend in Auburn bananas. Soccer, we didn't have any games. We didn't have any news as far as I know. But we're getting closer and closer to that wonderful winter season. I cannot wait to be sitting outside in February on some cold metal bleachers. That's true soccer weather, Ryan. That's how you know you're a soccer fan.
February just sounds like baseball weather to me.
Yeah, sure.
It's parking deck weather.
It is parking deck weather. Man alive. Only one of us has been to a baseball practice this year so far, and it's me.
Oh, look at you.
The true baseball fan.
Look at
the show. That's right. Ryan, what do you got? Let's talk a little bit of basketball.
Oh, we're not going to talk wrestling?
No.
Right at the top of the show?
Requested not to talk about wrestling. I didn't watch any wrestling this week. Although apparently they had a thing at halftime.
Yeah,
at
yeah. Super Bowl. Josh Black informed me that it was a great match.
There you go.
I forgot all about it.
We were told to talk about NASCAR, but because Daytona's in a couple of Sundays.
We're already going to talk about Florida once in this podcast.
Let me tell you, I feel like Daytona was just a couple of Sundays ago.
It always feels like it's just the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know. That does remind me, though, that today, this very day, I was reminded that I'm trying to sell my 2008 Pontiac Grand Prix, if anybody out there wants it. But before I do, I was thinking, maybe I should just paint this sucker up like the 43 car.
Now we're talking.
Just drive it around town. That'd be a good look, right?
That would be a good. If you made that 43 orange and blue, people would be like, probably give you money.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Before I thought about painting it up like Bandit's Trans Am. But since the 43 car was Grand Prix, then that would be a better
idea. I feel like we have a new segment on the show. It's just Chief Used Cars.
Chief Used
Cars.
Buying
and selling.
Yeah.
Hey, now, what if you put the number of national championships that Auburn's won in football, which take your pick of numbers. People think 9, 5, 4, 3, 2. You can kind of pick whatever number you want.
Yeah.
And paint it on the side and put the years around it. Uh-huh. You could probably get in that parade.
I probably could. Probably could.
Now we're talking. Yeah. And then you put a for sale sign on it. Some joker will give you some cash to get in that parade.
I did find out it's worth more than I thought it was.
Well, there you go.
That was a good feeling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, last week we played a little basketball here on the Plains. Two home games. Two home wins. Sorry.
We're going to do trivia.
It's the Orange and True. Trivia question of the week.
Well, yeah, we were thinking about.
Here's the thing. He didn't know the answer. Crow didn't know the answer. He was trying to get by.
Look, I can't hear the theme before we record, so.
Yeah.
The players can't see the yellow line.
All right. So we're going to take this one to the diamond. So the Auburn career home run record is 67. Who owns that record?
So 67 career home runs. It's not Roger Maris. He didn't go to Auburn or college. Auburn career home run record. So I got three options. I'm thinking.
There's a couple of.
Give me
easy
a hint.
Games.
How?
I'm not gonna give you a hint.
No, I need to know.
You guys made fun of the question being too easy last.
I want to know.
I didn't.
I want to know the window. Because do I have to go back 40 years to find this out? Or
this is a name you know.
Okay. So that means it's either Josh Donaldson, Frank Thomas, or Bo Jackson. And I'm thinking Bo Jackson can't be it.
No, it's not.
See, I don't think he played enough years. So I'm thinking it's going to either be Josh Donaldson, the bringer of rain.
Go Braves.
Or Frank Thomas. Is he on the Braves now?
He's on the Braves.
All right. Way to go, Braves.
It's not.
He's taking some BP down at Auburn this week, actually.
That sounds right.
Or is it Tim Hudson? He played a little baseball.
Center field.
Just a little bit of baseball, yeah. He played mostly center field.
Yeah. Yeah, this is.
I don't know.
The problem is we're not talking.
It's is it Auburn native Creed Simpson?
Okay, so is that your final answer?
No.
My guess is Josh Donaldson.
I'll go Frank Thomas.
Josh Donaldson.
Actually, these all seem too obvious. So.
There is only one SEC baseball alumni that's a MLB Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's Frank Thomas.
That's Frank Thomas.
One of the best designated hitters of all time.
Yeah, I know
it
that.
It seems too obvious.
Yeah, that's why I'm not guessing him.
Okay.
I'm guessing Josh Donaldson.
Screw it. I'll go Frank Thomas.
Well, you didn't mention her name at all. Casey Cooper.
Come on. Not a trick question.
I never said the word baseball.
I'm going to light your chair on fire.
Good night.
Props to Casey Cooper.
Wow.
There's got to be no one even close to 67 home runs in minutes.
I think the baseball record is like in the 50s.
Yeah, okay. And who would that be? Now.
Okay. Ryan, the shoe is on the
question
other
on me.
Table that's been turned over.
Man, we're so sexist.
Yeah, you know, I guess the doctor was his mother. All right, so in basketball, men's basketball, because women's basketball had a pretty good week.
Yeah, they did.
They came back from like 20 down, women's did, against Georgia.
Took it to overtime.
Always a good week to beat Georgia, too.
Always good to beat Georgia. So we beat Mizzou 92-58. That was a romp.
Yeah, it was.
In front of a raucous, sparse crowd. Those who were there were intense.
The
second half was better than the first.
The actual paying crowd wasn't that sparse. The student section was pretty sparse, though.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that either, students.
It was chapter night, I believe.
That's BS.
I know. I do know,
and I skipped a lot to go to basketball when we were bad.
Right.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Excuses.
The real reason no one was there. It's because we had lost three straight games, and all of a sudden Auburn was spoiled by success.
Yeah.
Just like they get in football, Auburn fans are easily spoiled by their own success.
Yeah.
Hoisted by their own petard. We won an SEC championship last year, and all of a sudden Auburn fans are like, well, that's the bar.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Talking about the wrestling tag team?
Which one?
The bar. Anyway, go ahead.
So
I'm just trolling you.
Auburn fans will literally look at that I had said this in our group chat. It reminds me of the 98 World Cup. So the 98 World Cup, Ryan, before you were born. 1998.
Okay. Not quite. Before I can remember.
The 98 World Cup.
When you were my son's age.
Yeah, fair.
Was in France. And the United States qualified and had played its best World Cup in recent history in 94.
Yeah, it had been really good.
And then had just destroyed teams in qualification. And so they were feeling themselves. And the coach made a couple of like terrible, terrible tactical errors.
Are you familiar with Alexi Lawless?
Doesn't ring a
big redheaded guy?
Does not.
If you ever read the Sports Illustrated for Kids, you were familiar with Alexi Lawless.
Well, he was on this team.
So in 98, the U.S. goes into France with all the expectations in the world. Why? Because Americans think that past success is now no longer future success. It's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
So the U.S. qualified.
Thought we were going to win this sucker.
Yeah, like, oh, we're going to win the World Cup.
We had a really easy group, yeah. To be fair.
We had Germany, who is always tough.
Yeah.
Iran.
Who was one of the worst in the world. One of the worst in the world at that point, I think. That made it. That
Yugoslavia, who at the time the United States was bombing.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the fourth.
That's got to be an Oxy game.
Yeah. At the time, I know that three of the four countries the United States was currently or had recently bombed, and the fourth was Germany. Yeah.
So, I mean, not super recently.
Yeah.
Kind of recently.
Kind of recently. In 96, a little more recently, I guess, now. But the United States not only did not make it out of the group, they did not score a goal. They lost to Iran. They lost to Yugoslavia. It was a complete embarrassment.
Yep.
But fans were so overconfident that that's why it was a huge embarrassment. The players were so overconfident, so it was a huge embarrassment. Auburn basketball fans are getting to that level where just because last year we had a really good year, all of a sudden, instead of let's shoot for that again, it's we got to get that and then the next level. They forget that if we go to the NIT this year, the NIT, which would kind of like we'd have to kind of collapse.
That would be disappointing.
But it really wouldn't be because it would be the second best season Auburn's had since 2000. So it really wouldn't be that disappointing.
They made the tournament in 2003,
2004. No, they did not.
Yes, they did because they played Carmelo.
That's right, with Keese in 2003.
Yeah, with Marquise and Nate Watson.
It would be tied for the third best season with 07.
Yeah,
or 09.
Syracuse in Sweet 16.
Yeah, Syracuse almost
beat Syracuse. The
right. So 03, you make the tournament. 09, you make the NIT. Last year, you make the tournament. If this year, you make the NIT, you're not. It's not that bad of a year. It would feel disappointing.
It's also one of the most talented teams in 20 years. If not the most talented team in 20
sure.
years.
Sure. But it's Auburn basketball.
Hold on. 2004 wasn't.
That 04 team was talented. It's all good. They ended up making the NIT once in those 4 years. That team was good.
That team wasn't 20 years ago is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, sorry. 14 years ago.
Yeah. Thank you.
And 04 had Quivartney Barber, who was 05 had Barber, who was a
talented. We had some talent.
I think this team is deeper than any team since.
Sure. 99. And it'd be disappointing, but it's not don't show up to a midweek basketball game against Missouri disappointing.
It's an excuse
if
not
you
to
lose
have to
three
study.
Games.
Come on.
That's bogus.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not weak for the national championship. Guys, if you went into this year thinking Auburn had a shot at the national championship, you're loony.
Gather around, children. Let me tell you.
There's only like 9 teams ever won a national championship.
I'm making two.
Hang on, Jack, get that soundbite so when we do win the national championship, we play that.
Yeah.
That's the
I
intro.
Hope we do, but we, the guys, there's like 9 teams that have ever won it in basketball. It's not like it's college football, which college football, it seems like the same team ever wins it every year. College basketball, the same team literally wins it every year. It's like there's 9 teams that just trade the trophy every couple of years. That's it. No one new comes to the table.
It's true. Florida, when they won it, that was new.
Yeah. And without how many NBA players did Florida have on their team?
Yeah,
three NBA players. Auburn has maybe none, to be 100% honest.
Yeah, maybe none.
On the team.
Maybe a couple.
Maybe two. Maybe
no,
two.
They don't have any lottery picks.
They don't have a first-round draft pick.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. But I was going to say, let me gather around, children. Let me tell you what is not a good excuse to come to a game. Anything that you have going on, save a dead relative.
Yeah.
Because I make it to all the games, and I have a 3-year-old.
And a job. Yeah.
I have a mortgage. I have real-life issues.
And you're not at that age where there's weddings every weekend.
Right.
Yeah, not a SGA.
There was one this weekend. I just unfortunately couldn't make it. It was earlier in the day.
Well, it was the Bama game. Of course you couldn't make it.
At some point you get to the second wave of weddings, and then at some point you get to that third wave of second weddings.
Yeah.
That does happen eventually.
People are getting married later now, too, so.
So Missouri.
Yeah. Against Missouri, Auburn's first half was regrettable. The second half, Auburn literally scored the same number of points that Mizzou scored the entire game. 58 points in the second half. That's unreal. Awesome. Chuma Okeke had a game that made us think, oh, wait, Chuma Okeke's really good again.
Yeah, remember what we spent all summer talking about?
Yeah.
Who might be the NBA player in the team?
Chuma
looked like that.
Yeah.
Three great halves this past week.
Yeah, he did.
He went pretty quiet in the second half of that Alabama game that we'll get to, but
yeah, but I mean,
he didn't play. He actually spent a lot of time on the bench in the second half of that game as well.
We didn't really need him.
No,
we got D'Angelo some minutes.
Destroying
really good.
Yeah, Chuma. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Chuma Okeke is like the most. Jared Harper's the most important player on this team, but in terms of how do you know we're going to win?
Yeah.
If Chuma has a good game, we're winning the game.
Yeah, and so he had a double-double in this game.
I hesitate to say that he's the most important player because if Jared Harper has a bad game, Auburn loses. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
If Jared Harper's not working, your car doesn't If Chuma's not working, you're not going very fast.
Jared's had a lot of quiet games this year, and he scored like 17 points in all those quiet games.
Yeah. As a point guard. 2-point game. Yeah. See what happens.
Well, he did have one that was.
In Maui, he scored in single digits in one game we won.
Yeah.
But that was
well
back. proven to be an anomaly.
So Chuma had a double-double in this game. He had 14 points, 12 rebounds. And so I'm just going to be honest. I don't really understand offensive and defensive rating. How important is that to you?
It's huge. So offensive rating, I believe, is the number of points per game.
Like a 100 possession
kind of thing? Yeah, it's like some number of points you're about, like that you can be saying, like, hey, this guy is 100 points, that many points better per 100 possessions than the person guarding him.
And 100 is average.
100 is average. So he had 175.
His offensive was 175.
So big is long story short, big is good on offense rating, small is good on defense rating. Right.
So he was 175 on offense and 72 on defense.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. He is
playing legitimate minutes too.
Yeah. That game especially, was by far our biggest defensive asset. Like And
threw four assists.
He's maybe replaced Bryce as our best defender. And Bruce was talking about it after the Missouri game about that's how he wants to play.
Yeah.
Is like everybody switch. We don't have big enough guards to do that. But Chuma is capable of guarding anybody. So he can switch on anything.
This is another trend. If you haven't watched basketball in a long time, you haven't picked up on this. But number one, people shoot threes. The second thing, if you watch the NBA Finals last year was a classic example of this. Maybe too much of an extent. Teams want to switch now.
Yeah.
More than they ever have in the past. They will switch every single screen.
As long as the guy is capable of guarding whoever he switches to, it's easier. That's why you want to be able to do it.
And so 90% of possessions now in the NBA involve pick and roll. Okay, they switched. Okay, pick and roll again. They switched. Pick and roll again. Pick and roll again. Now we have the matchups.
Yeah.
So you just keep running pick and roll until you get the guy you want guarding the guy you want.
As your defensive scheme, you want to switch because it's easier and you don't lose. There are no gaps in your coverage, but on offense, you do what Crow was talking about. You switch until you find the best matchup that you can have.
And that was exactly what the Cavaliers did in the finals last year. It's what the Warriors did in the finals last year. It's what everyone's doing because if Auburn, for instance, put this defense in, they would switch until they got like a 6'7" guy that can dribble. With Jared Harper gardening.
Right.
Then it's game over. It's church. So they would just keep doing that until they got the match they wanted, which is why Bruce said, we can't do it.
Yeah, we can't because we don't have the big, long, lanky guards
You watch Kentucky. Kentucky's doing it.
Doing it.
Because they got five guys that are in the 6'4", 6'6" range.
Yeah.
They can all guard. They can all guard all five positions. So that you can't.
Literally,
Auburn can't even pick and roll against that.
If Auburn
we can't risk Jared Harper getting guarded by a guy who can do that.
If Auburn had four other Chuma Okekes, we could destroy people.
Yeah, if Auburn ran four Chumas and one Jared Harper, it'd be a pretty nuts game.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I would rather, if gun to my head, if I had to pick one guy to start my defense with, I'm picking Bryce Brown. Just because he can.
Yeah. Even I mean, Bryce can switch pretty good too. He probably doesn't need to be on a 7-footer, but Chuma can guard a 7-footer.
And Alabama has good guards.
Yeah,
and Alabama has really good guards actually. Petty's a darn good player.
So Petty didn't start.
Yeah, what was that about? I don't know what that was about. He still had the most minutes.
Yeah,
he had 31 minutes.
It could have been some weird discipline nonsense. Yeah,
you're gonna start, but you're gonna play more, don't worry.
Yeah.
But Bryce played a really good game against Alabama. Avery is not a genius in my estimation. You know,
really,
my dislike for Avery Johnson is long and storied.
I thought you were the fan club person.
But the idea that he played his own son more than probably his better backup point guard in that game just kind of goes to show you. But they really don't have a backup point guard. Like Bama's depth, their starting guards are good. Their depth at guard is not great. No. And so when Auburn got him to the bench, it was over.
Yeah,
I would take Javon McCormick over anybody they got on the bench.
Oh,
and then the issue with Alabama in the game Saturday, that should have been the game where Alabama pounded the paint.
With Dante Hall.
Without Austin Wiley, they should have been. They have a couple of big guys. And Dante Hall, he numbers-wise, didn't have a terrible game. He had 8 points, 10 rebounds.
Oh, you
but he was a non-factor in the paint.
When you're Alabama, you have to have more out of him.
Yeah, he needed to have 18.
So. Yeah. I'm going to give you a number, Ryan. You might know the answer to this if you just do quick math based on the show notes you typed up. 41. Chief, what does 41 signify?
41? I don't know. Am I being quizzed on the...
41 is the number of turnovers that Auburn forced in the last two games.
Yeah.
Combined. Not average, but pretty combined. Crazy. So they're averaging 20 and a half turnovers. That is going to win you a lot of basketball games. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it seemed like beginning of the year, that's what the scheme was.
Yes.
Play fast, force turnovers, give up some open shots, but, you get more points off of it anyways.
So we played a really slow team, right?
Right. Missouri was that team that was supposed to be slow and shoot a bunch of threes.
So what did Auburn do to counteract a slow team?
No, their best shooter wasn't playing.
Well, Auburn...
that's part of it.
Auburn played full court press to start the game. Yeah. Auburn played full court press because it makes... people are stupid, and so when you see a full court press, you immediately try to beat the press down the court.
Yeah.
Well, if your game is to go slow, we win. We have gotten you out of your game simply by making your guard get excited about the idea of beating a press.
Right.
So is this just in my head, or would a full court press, when you have a good home court advantage, does that help more at home?
For sure. Because you can't hear as the offensive team. You can't hear the defense calling switches. You can't hear your teammates yelling for the ball because they'll crowd it so loud. Plus, it's jarring in general to see a full court press because the stakes are higher.
Yeah. It's like running a football play when your shot clock is, or when your play clock's 5 seconds.
Now, if you were to see college basketball switch to a 24-second shot clock, you would see a lot more teams run full court press, I believe, because it'd be that much more.
Right.
Easy to
know. It'd be that much more, You only have less time. You got
to do stuff, of course. Yeah. If you make them use up a lot of the time on your end of the court trying to get there, then they have, closer to 15 seconds left to shoot when they get down.
And Auburn is a good team to use as an example. Like, guys are not going to run full court press against Auburn much.
No,
because Jared Harper.
Yeah.
So if you've got a Jared Harper on your team, that's a one person press break. Like he's so fast. He's so quick and he's good with handles and John Morant, for instance, at Murray State, our full court press did not work against him. It just didn't.
Yeah.
Because, he didn't have a whole lot of teammates.
but still put up like 28 points.
Right. He's a one person press break. You don't see the press in the NBA ever because every team has a guy who can be the press. And so that's why, when you watch an NBA game, you might go the whole year and not see one team run a full court press. Because they can't do it.
People run a lot less in college now than they used to, too.
Guards are getting better.
Yeah.
Guards are getting better, period, in basketball.
Usually what we do, we don't run a full court press, but we'll send Bryce down there to guard the guy.
It'll be a two-person.
Just force them to have to work.
But like I said, I feel like I've noticed that more in Auburn Arena. When you get the crowd loud, they're into it.
Yeah.
It's another one of the million reasons why Auburn's better at home than they are on the road. Yeah, we forced a ton of turnover against Mizzou.
We got points in the paint from our guards. Insane. Yeah, so that's something we haven't really had a lot of this year.
I think it's something that we must have, when Bruce talked about changing up the scheme, I think that must have been part of that.
Well, it's one of those things that looked like it hadn't worked. Like Jared going to the basket this year, he hasn't had a lot of success.
No.
And I don't know if that's something people have adjusted to this year.
Maybe a little bit.
He had success last year. But between Jared and Javon, they had they went like 8 for 11 from two.
Yeah, I can tell
I don't know the last time they shot
with 99% accuracy when Jared's going to take a shot in a game, and I have to believe that people that have watched tape on
it
know too. But that had to have been the case last year too. I mean, I could tell you last year when he was going to shoot it. I mean, if he has the ball with 11 seconds left on the shot
clock, he's just going to drive.
He's either driving or he's just pulling up for the three.
Yeah. From the logo. Right. I want to know his shot percentage from the logo.
Am I crazy? He took a two in this game, in the Alabama game, right?
I'm pretty sure he took
a shot inside.
As many as he had in Missouri.
No, like, you're right. It's like a 15-foot shot. So I remember being like, was that a 15-foot?
And he made it, but I was just like, wow, that was interesting.
Yeah. So Auburn beat Alabama.
Jared was 2-5 from two.
Okay. Auburn beat Alabama 84-63. 21-point, 3-touchdown victory over Alabama.
We won the first half by 20 points and won the second half by 1 point.
So it was the flip of the Missouri game.
More or less.
Except for the second half of this Alabama game wasn't bad basketball.
It got down to 10.
It had 11. 11 was
the
closest.
In the first half, there was a point where Bama got an early lead, and then they were within three at one point.
Yeah.
And then they kind of separated half, in the first half.
The closest it got was 11, and then Auburn went another run.
Yeah.
Auburn went a bunch of runs in this game.
Buddy, basketball is a game of runs, as you know. And Auburn certainly had the most. And
there were separate 17-2 and 20-1 runs.
It's incredible.
Alabama just looked like they had never played basketball before at times in this game.
They had a lot of problems.
Like, the ball. It looked like yakety sacks down there under the basket. Like, Samir had so many, like, he just took the ball away from a guy or just knocked it out of the way. Like, it was crazy.
You know, we talk about this in football about, like, I always say, like, if you can't block the defensive tackles well, you're not going to get a lot of plays.
You said that a lot during football season this
year. Yeah, I did. Because we couldn't block a defensive tackle to save our life. If you cannot confidently get the ball across half court, that's it. Like, your offensive basketball is going to be really bad. And there were a lot of times Alabama could not confidently get the ball across half court in a decent amount of time. And so Auburn forced a ton of turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn forced 21 turnovers in this game.
Wild.
Chuma had a 9-5 game. Most of
all
the
in the first
half.
All in the first half, yeah.
I think he got
two rebounds in the second
half. But all those points were in the first half.
Yes, was he our third leading scorer at 9?
Jared had 17, right?
Yeah,
Jared had 19.
Okay.
Bryce had 23.
Actually, Backlemore had 10.
Backlemore!
He actually had a pretty good game again.
Oh, man.
Like, he's starting to get there. I'm not just terrified of him.
Horace also had a better game.
Horace Spencer, coast to coast.
Coast to coast. That was my favorite moment of the game.
So I didn't get to watch the game live. But I got to see a lot of highlights, and I watched a lot of recaps. And I will say that the first time I saw the highlights of the Horace Spencer coast to coast, I thought it was Dangelo Purifoy. And I was, like, really excited. I was like, oh, Dangelo, that's amazing. Yeah. Then I saw it was number zero, and I was like, wait, what?
I mean,
what happened to Horace Spencer?
This was the quintessential game you want from Horace Spencer. I was telling somebody this earlier.
I don't know if you do, but
No. It's not his best game.
Right.
But this is like, okay, he played really good defense, had a couple blocks.
Yeah, he was pretty good on D.
Really good on D. Only 4 points. Whatever.
But one of those
he took two of those coast to coast.
Yeah.
He only had four points. He hit a three.
And no, Anthony did.
Hey.
No. Horace hit a three.
Horace
in the
took a three,
game.
I know.
He took two threes.
Horace did not make a three in this game. Did not take a three in this game. I'm looking at the stat sheet right now.
Guys.
I promise you, there was a moment.
I don't know if you saw this in the highlights.
I read it about it in the group chat. There was a moment where
Horace caught the ball at the 3-point line.
Yeah,
and then he pulled up for a shot.
Right.
And the whole arena goes, and then he just passes
it. You're right.
Oh.
Was it the Missouri game that he hit a three?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
When I finally realized that it was Horace Spencer who went coast to coast, I was reminded about the movie Major League where Willie Mays Hayes makes an incredible catch and he comes to the sideline of the dugout and the manager says, great catch, don't ever effing do it again. Yeah. And that's like, I wonder if, that's why I said I don't know if I want this game from Horace. I don't want Horace Pinscher to think he's got that in his bag. Like, you know what? I'm just taking the bet on myself. Yeah.
He took it. He saw the defender running at him. I mean, it was a good basketball play because he knew he had the goal. Like,
are you confident with Horace Spencer doing that 10 times and not dribbling the ball off his foot or throwing it at a camera?
10 times in a game or 10 times in his life?
In a row. If he would do it with nobody else in the gym, I don't know if I would let him do it 10 times in a row.
I'm all right with him doing it. Okay. He caught it. There was one guy between him and that goal, and that guy was running full speed at him.
Yeah, I know.
Went right by him.
He Euro-stepped him on.
I want that confidence.
Yeah, sure.
This is why I love Horace on the bench.
He's a natural confidence guy.
Play with full confidence, full energy. These kind of things happen.
And he didn't try to do a like super grand slam.
Yeah.
He didn't try to leak it. Our 6'10", these are 9 center to a little like
a finger roll.
Jared
roll.
Harper layup.
Yeah.
Jared Harper, I would have more confidence doing that. For sure.
Jared Harper,
that's his job.
Dunking it.
Yeah, Jared dunked in the Missouri game.
Uh-huh. Horace doing it. He didn't look like
Simeon Bowers.
Like a frog that learned how to stand up and play basketball. Sometimes he dribbles like he's never, like this is his first time doing this. He's doing it in a game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, maybe. Maybe he's been working with Marquise in practice, learning how to play a little guard.
Yeah.
And D'Angelo Purifoy has
had a great game.
Scored 15 points in the last two games combined, right? That's not an average.
Yeah. Good.
And he has 5 total rebounds and played 26 total minutes. That's a good little game. If you can get that in 26 minutes.
No, that's what we need out of D'Angelo now.
That's a good, probably a really good points per 100 possession for him.
He's at the point. I mean, if you looked at his offensive rating, I think it was in the Alabama game, his offensive rating was 200.
I saw that. It was
limited
off the charts.
Like very limited, like 10 minutes or something.
I think the thing with him is, even if we can only get like 4 or 5 points out of him and maybe a rebound or two, it's not having the other team score 16 points while he's in the game or whatever.
Right.
Like that's really the...
It's not freaking out when Horace fouls out.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that car come out?
I did. You're asking our listeners.
Yeah. What you guys don't know is that I live in a place where like the triads run. drive by every night. There's like... Just
a lot of cross rockets out here.
It's every night.
We have an issue in our neighborhood. We're in the neighborhood Facebook group. Someone asked about the Tokyo Drift cars in our neighborhood.
I bet they're coming down here. The Familia is down here with Vin. Vin and the boys out here. So, Fast and the Furious. Ryan, Fast and Furious is a movie that came out in the 90s.
You know,
no, it didn't.
Actually.
2001.
Oh, wow.
I know this because of a podcast I listen to.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Was it called Great Movies?
No, it's a trivia podcast. Okay, I'll give you a little trivia question. It was, and I guess I already gave you half.
This is a bonus trivia question.
Bonus, yeah. So it was, what two movie franchises have combined for 16 movies and both came out in 2001?
The Fast and the Furious and...
I already gave you that one.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious is the one that I know of now. In 01?
There's several big movies.
It's both of them started in 01?
The first movie of the series came out in 01. Shout out Triviality, by the way. That's the podcast.
Oh, is it like...
Lord of the Rings?
No, Iron Man 1 didn't come out.
No, it was 2009. Not Lord of the Rings?
Harry Potter.
Oh, I was playing my next case. Hey, movies?
Old guys. Harry Potter is a fictional
series. I've read them all. Harry Potter is overrated.
No one has read less Harry Potter than I have.
Good. You're not missing.
They're okay. These old guys just don't get the magic.
They don't get it. All right, let's talk a little about the Florida Gators.
Mm.
Because, look, if we play the way we played against Alabama, we should smokehouse Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're kind of having a sneaky season. They're 12-9. Like, they're kind of not doing great in the conference right now.
But they're 33rd in Ken
Palm. They're 33rd in Ken
Palm. Who is their coach?
Who is Ken Palm? That's what I'm
thinking. He's a guy that does
Pomeranski.
Yeah. Who is their coach now, for real? I don't know.
It's not Billy Donovan.
Oh, does Crow know?
I did want to touch on
basketball coach. No.
One thing before I run out too far away from it. In the Bama game, some of the worst refs ever. And it wasn't that it hurt us. Yeah, in fact, some of their awfulness helped us out.
Right.
Like when the ball landed in the laps of guys on the bench and Chuma tossed it back in bounds and they didn't blow the whistle and they just let us carry the play.
I missed that.
But
there was a distinct
vibe of horrible refereeing.
Oh, it's awful.
The SEC.
It's awful. Anyway, back to Florida. I'm sure we'll get more horrible. They'll somehow be worse.
So they are.
Hang on. A little bit of math question real quick.
Yeah, go for
Crow,
it.
Crow, if you shoot 59% from three, you should take more threes, right?
Uh-huh.
You should shoot less twos and more
unless threes. You're shooting 100% like, from two.
I was about to say, the math is like if you're perfect from two.
Yeah, you got to be like 95%.
I just wanted to check that. Okay.
As a liberal arts major from Auburn, I obviously know the math on that.
You can, there's no
Florida.
Reason.
Are they shooting 60% from three?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
No. What is Florida shooting from three, Ryan?
Not great.
They're not good. Yeah, you have a 42% as a whole. Is that field goal percentage?
Yeah. That's their, from Yeesh. Field goal percentage.
So are they finally
up? And they're a slow team. They're
yeah, I see
340th.
That.
They're slower than Missouri.
So are we finally seeing the fumes of the Billy Donovan era have just gone away now, and that's
the uniforms they're gonna wear? I saw this on Twitter the other day. Are gonna be rad. Not, I don't think they're wearing them against us, because like a white throwback to the '94 team.
Mm, okay,
they're sweet looking. I think you're right, Chief. I think that the Air Jordan deal didn't get as many recruits as it thought, and this coach, who we don't even know who he is not quite Billy Donovan in terms
Michael
of
White.
Can we talk about how recruits now like have no idea who Michael Jordan was, really, other than from YouTube clips?
Well, he owns the Hornets or whatever. Like, he's a part owner of the Hornets.
But that just
in a retro Space Jam.
This is something that just occurred to me. Like, these guys never they weren't alive when he was playing.
He quit playing for the Bulls in 98, 97.
There's no way they even remember.
College freshmen were not alive.
There's no way they even remember, because he played until like 03 with the Wizards, right? Like when he came back again for the third time. Anyway.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
His
last year with the Wizards.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan was not even aware that Michael Jordan played for the Wizards.
I think I was aware that was a thing. I didn't know it was just 2003.
LeBron's first year in the league was Jordan's last year in the league, I believe.
Yeah, and that sounds about right.
Jordan was scared. Had to get out of the way before the actual GOAT showed up.
Oh, Jesus. He was not that great. He was still better than half the NBA when he was on the Wizards, though.
Kind of. A lot of guys weren't playing good defense against MJ.
You know who he was better than? Everybody in the Charlotte Hornets.
Well, probably.
I don't know. They had Kwame Brown, man.
Right now?
Take away Kimba. He could probably
So you're saying he could start for the Hornets now.
Right. Ooh, that's a good question. He could at his position, because...
Oh, they're back to
Nicholas
now.
Nicholas
Batum. Sorry, I forgot
they
wanted the Bobcat still.
Oh, yeah.
Nicholas Batum is Basura. So, he might be able to start for the Hornets. I don't really. That guy, as a Hornets fan, MJ's got to figure out how to get rid of Batum. He gave him way too much
money. Hey, here's the thing. MJ, not the best of genius.
No, he's really not good. He's really not good at drafting people.
And he's drafted some big time stinkers.
He's really good at giving Nicholas Batum too much money. All right.
LeBron will be a better GM than Michael Jordan.
LeBron's going to own the Lakers or the Cavs.
I mean, he's a coach practically now already.
He's a GM. All right. Actually, LeBron's a terrible GM.
Yeah.
Kavarius Hayes is the PER leader for the Gators with a 22.2, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not a half bad PER.
Especially when your team is not doing great.
He's a center.
He's a 6'9", 227-pound senior.
So we should have Austin Wiley back this game. I'm...
limited
hoping
minutes probably
he plays game. Like 10 minutes, but that is productive.
So you're talking about a team that's got their best player is a big guy.
Yeah.
They are extremely slow. He is a really good shooter and good at offensive rebounding. Guys, I would not be good at this podcast if I didn't tell you to watch for Auburn to run a lot of full court press.
No.
Because full court press is not great if you have a big center who can't run.
Yeah.
So I would run it, because I think Horace can outrun him. I don't know. I mean, nothing much about Kavarius Hayes, but I imagine Horace is a little more.
Horace is
springy.
Athletic. He's fast.
There's like dogs who are not as energetic as Horace. Then we go back on the road, which has not been kind for the Tigers.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Saturday, that game against Florida is Tuesday night at 8:00 p.m. at Auburn
tomorrow
Arena.
Night.
If you
tonight,
are
tonight, as you
tonight,
listen
if you're
to
listening
this
in the future,
maybe last night.
If you're listening to this and you're like, you know what? I bet the students aren't going to show up. I'm going to get down there. Get in your car, drive down to Auburn Arena.
Pick up a student and take them.
Yeah. And if you can't get in the stadium, then find a place and watch the game.
That's
always a good place to watch the game.
I'm thinking since we got some got our mojo back as our, isn't that what? Our groove back?
Yeah,
whatever I guess
we'd
say.
Right, we got our groove back.
Got the it factor back.
It was good. It was a good week of practice.
Then the students probably show up.
I bet it was a good week of practice. I bet the team's really ready for this game, and I think Florida's a really good team. We're not going to take it lightly, but we got to groove back a little bit.
But yes.
That's my Gus impersonation.
I can
very
see
good.
The shirt you were wearing when you said that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a really horrible checkered shirt.
Oh, man, I have a shirt that's very similar.
Man,
from Banana Republic.
So we got LSU on Saturday at 1 o'clock Central.
And that's a big game.
LSU is a really good team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are very similar to Auburn.
Where are they in KenPom now? Because I think...
They're 24.
So we're ahead of them in KenPom.
Yes.
Well, Auburn's 13th in KenPom.
Somehow.
Like, Auburn's still a really good team.
Yeah. Well, and Auburn hadn't done well against teams
right.
that are hot, top 50 in KenPom.
Yeah, the only... So if you know Washington. How NCAA divides up like Q1, Q2, Q3, and Q4 wins... Yeah. Auburn's only got one Q1 win.
It's Washington, right?
It's Washington.
What was Bama and KenPom when we beat them? Before
45th?
Okay. I feel like
they have to be a top 30 KenPom team if you play them at home. I think it's like top 50 on the road.
Yeah.
Who gave this KenPom fellow so much power?
ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he work for them now?
I doubt
it. No, but they kind of work with... I don't know.
Is he part of Stats, Inc.?
He has his own website. I don't know.
I loved it. Yeah. This is brought to you by Stats.
Ken Pomeroy has been...
Pomeranian. It's Pomeranian.
Ken Pom's been around for a long time. Yeah.
It's a Pomeranian.
It's got some good information in it.
Yeah.
Similar to S&P.
It's a show dog. It has papers.
Anyway, LSU.
Big Lebowski was the movie that came out.
No, I saw him in that commercial.
So... LSU's really good. They're high tempo, high pace, similar to Auburn. Like I said, they're very similar to Auburn. They're very young.
Except for
they're similar to Auburn like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't shoot threes. That's the big difference. So this is a fast 2-point dunk team.
So that could be fun to watch.
Could be fun to watch. They got a guy who's 6'11", 250. He is their PER leader, similar to Bama. Their best players
a center. Big boy.
So what you're hearing is two centers with some experience. Are the best players on their respective teams.
And that's a weak
spot.
We're
going to need Austin Miley.
Yeah, we're not good.
Even in limited time.
We
should just try to run these teams ragged.
The Crimson Tide had a center who was leader on their team at PER.
I think what happened was
he stunk it up.
He and Horace just switched hands for this game.
Oh, yeah, you might be right. Horace got a new set of hands.
Y'all, Horace has not been that. His hands have not been that bad.
There's a Futurama episode where Fry switches hands with Robot Devil.
Oh,
and
can
suddenly play music really well.
I get this reference.
Ryan, Futurama was a...
No, don't tell me about Futurama.
So, we love Horace Spencer on this podcast. We're not... Yes.
Gilbert.
Matter of fact, Horace Spencer is going to be mentioned in the next segment, but we're going to get to right after this break.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good tease. Professional podcaster.
Leave on, by the way.
Is it really football without a tailgate party? I don't think so. Hi, I'm Scott Armstrong of Champs Chicken and Beeline Foods. Let us do the cooking for your game day get-together. Delicious Champs Chicken is always a crowd pleaser. And with Beeline Foods' great selection of tasty snacks and ice cold drinks, including our awesome craft beer selection, we're your one-stop tailgating shop. Champs Chicken and Beeline Foods. Fuel up, eat, drink, and think like a champ. Opelika Road, next to Auburn Furniture.
And we're back. We're going to go to Champs and Chumps. Our first champ is Horace Spencer for the full court, the point god, Horace Spencer, the full court, coast to coast. Finger roll looking like George Gervin and have it at his body. And then Cole Blackstock with a nice little tackle. Cole Blackstock can play a little defensive tackle for us next year. He's built, why isn't he playing football? He's gigantic.
He's giant. He can run?
Yeah.
He looks like a walk-on tight end, but he's a walk-on.
He looks like a walk-on tackle.
Yeah, he played left tackle. It can't be worse than some of the things we're trying
to do. Have you seen them up close? Because from up high, they look way smaller than they are when you're like standing next to them. The dude's like 6'7", 6'8", like 350.
Chief sits courtside if you guys can find him on that.
He gets that Jared Harper statistical bump where on his weight, where Jared gets it on his height.
Yeah.
They've been calling Jared 6 foot in pregame. There's no way. There's also no way Cole Blackstock's 260 or whatever they list him at.
Yeah. 260, I weigh 145.
That's like when you get your weight on your license and never update it.
Yeah.
That means you have completed the Crow to Harper challenge.
That would be which I haven't. I had a really, well, guys, it's not going to be good this week.
No.
I had a heck of a weekend.
No.
It involved zero. A lot of snacks, not a lot of working out.
Mm-hmm. Were you working with the youths?
I was working with
the youths. Yeah, that'll happen.
Speaking of which, I mentioned 9/11.
Oh, they don't know what it is.
And they asked me if I was alive. during 9/11 because none of them were.
That had to make you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. They also asked if I was 23, so that did make me feel good.
Someone at someone at Coyotes after the game asked me and my buddy Jeremy if we were in school.
Currently?
Yeah.
Man.
I did not believe a second of her BS, but whatever. I was like, I'm
married, lady.
I scoffed. I was like, anyway.
So NC State is our chump of the week for only scoring 24 points.
The team that ran Auburn out of the gym.
In the game?
24 points in the game. They scored 14 in the first half.
God, 10 points in the second half.
It got worse.
Golly bum. Yeah. That reminds me of a game. So,
and they were ranked.
They
were ranked.
I went and saw a game one time in Port Arthur, home of Cam Martin.
Wow.
I was in a gym in Port Arthur, and I think it was one of the Port Arthur schools. This is years and years and years ago. Basketball, it was a state quarterfinals. Quarterfinals before they're going to the Final Four. And the game to get you to the Final Four for the state of Texas, 5A. So this is some of the best teams in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And both teams ran a full court, or sorry, both teams ran a zone, 2-3 zone defense, and neither one would get out of their zone. And there's no shot clock mm-hmm. in Texas. And one of the teams, I think it was Lincoln, Port Arthur Lincoln, got up by 2 points. And I want to say it was like 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
And they crossed half court and just held the ball. And the other team wouldn't get out of their zone. And they literally held the ball like in the circle. And I want to say the halftime score was 6-4.
I've seen some high school women's games with scores.
I mean,
like
people
that.
Were booing. Oh, this is like
home and away, I assume.
Yeah, because there are people in the gym who are just there as fans of basketball, mm-hmm. like me, who are now watching two of the best teams in the state play a 6-4 game at the half.
That's awful.
People booing. Anyway, that's one reason why shot clocks should exist, mm-hmm. and they should be 24 seconds.
I on a similar note. When I was playing, we beat a Etowah County
home
high school.
Home Cadillac.
Celebrity with, letter in.
With Carnell Williams.
Nice.
On it.
You beat Cadillac as a basketball player?
Well, yeah.
Nice.
That was my junior year.
I would
so I
take that to my grave.
By 40 points, I want to say.
Whoa.
They were not good.
But they had Cadillac on their team.
They were not good.
Okay.
They were real bad.
Yeah, it sounds
I
like
I once
it.
Saw a
was
game.
It Cadillac and just like a couple of pugs? Like literal dogs that he had on the team?
These kids were not good.
Oh, man.
He was not great at basketball. He was athletic, so he could get some things done, but he wasn't a natural basketball player.
Right.
He was no Nate Marshall.
He was the best player on their team, however.
Of course. Well, he's probably really fast. He can jump. That's a good start.
They weren't good.
High school basketball.
They weren't good.
So what do we got coming up this week, Ryan?
We've got one more champ.
Oh, okay.
It's more of a hypothetical.
Yeah, sure.
If there were a team on campus.
Auburn.
That would just hypothetically be 5-0.
Yes. Oh, I know.
And would hypothetically be beating a bunch of ranked teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
mean,
that'd be awesome.
Kentucky, I don't know. Kentucky, we'll say that.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Georgia. Yeah, even Georgia.
LSU.
They would be my champs of the week.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about them because we don't want to jinx it like we did the soccer team, but we are flipping out over this other team.
If that team were to exist,
they've got me doing back.
They would be the best team on campus.
Yeah, the most surprising team, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Highest ranked, I think, currently team on campus.
I believe so.
Yeah,
probably.
Basketball is not ranked, so they don't have to be much higher than 25.
Well, we're ranked 26th,
according to Bruce.
There's an actual AP like
ridiculous.
No, they dropped 28th today though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, we won.
We
two
dropped.
Games. Yeah, we won two games and dropped because that's how bad those two teams we beat are in KenPom, because some other guys beat. So there were some upsets.
This should tell you how irrelevant polls are. Yeah. Anyway,
especially
this is
basketball.
It's just as irrelevant in football,
right.
But we put more emphasis on it. It is super irrelevant.
In
basketball.
Football, it actually gets you like bowls. In basketball, it doesn't get you in the tournament.
Even if you're top 25, it doesn't mean you're making the tournament. That
no.
It's happened before.
Yes.
Happened a couple times.
Recently.
So
did USC not make it in? They were like 24th or something.
I think Stanford got them one time with Josh Childress.
Upcoming this week, Nerd, we're gonna give your specialty some spotlight right now. It's signing day this week.
AU nerd is just losing it right now.
So how about we give me champ of the week?
Because we're giving out champs of the week to everybody.
Because I spoke to Garnell on my way into the game the
other day. You say, hey, we beat you by 40. When you're not,
did you tell him who to sign on signing day?
No, I just gave him a pat on the back. I said, hey, Garnell, War Eagle.
Remember when I got like, shots Eagle, off man? Garnell?
He doesn't know me from Adam. That's
fine. You said Garnell, though, because you don't like
him. I did say Garnell.
Lydia was supposed to be champ of the week.
Well, that's Lydia is the eternal champ.
The eternal week. Champ of the week.
She's the
champ of the pod.
Champion of life.
Champion of life of the week.
She's the champ
of life.
Of life.
Lock of the century of the week.
It is signing day this week.
Yeah.
And Auburn's already getting most of their class put together.
Is signing day tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
I thought you're listening to this. It's tomorrow.
There you go. There's a couple of big name targets left on the board. George Pickens being the big name.
Yeah, he took a stop by on his way back from Tennessee to Hoover.
Took a OB to Tennessee and just kind of swung down through Auburn before going back to
Hoover. Hopefully not to be like, look, guys, here's the deal. I'm not going to Auburn. That's what I don't want.
Checking in with the bag man, maybe. I don't know.
He didn't stop by my house.
Bag man confirmed?
Not a bag man. Unless the bags are full of blow pops and Pittsburgh pops. I can give him those.
George Pickens, that would be a big...
He's the pairing we've kind of all been dreaming of to go with Bo Nix.
Right.
By the way, got announced at the basketball game.
A Missouri game, right.
Bunch of applause.
Missouri.
Bama game, I think.
Oh, was it starting quarterback level applause?
It was.
Pretty worthy.
About the same as Jared Stidham got hit when he was first.
Wow. In
that December.
So all the early enrollees got announced because they're officially students now.
Yeah.
Good looking group of guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good looking, huh?
So who's left on our
handsome
on our big board now, Kuiper?
So I'll just kind of run through the guys that that Nerd has kind of was focusing on earlier today, kind of letting us know what we need to be looking at. We got defensive lineman Charles Moore, running back Mark Anthony Richards, defensive tackle Ladarius Cox, linebacker Octavius Brothers, 5-star name by the way.
Octavius Brothers.
And then O-line
attorneys at law.
Offensive lineman Kamar Bell and Ira Henry. Crazy Ira Henry.
Mark Anthony Richards sounds like an actor. That name sounds like an actor's name.
It sounds like Anthony Kiedis to me.
Yeah. Up next, Mark Anthony Richards guest stars in the new Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart. Ryan, Heart to Heart was a TV show that Carl and I only saw reruns of.
You're joking. I don't know this one. So these are kind of the guys we're looking at. I think Pickens is almost like 90% a lock. He should be coming to Auburn.
Predictions. Let's go through this. I don't know.
Are you just going to pick a number? Are you just going to pick yes or no on all of them?
No, the answer is yes or no, going to Auburn. And then Josh Dove is going to catalog this and hold us all accountable.
And here's actually do that? Because we still haven't found our
Any of these people are.
I don't know where we buried our time capsule.
So because I don't follow recruiting. Because I'm not a nerd.
An AU nerd?
All right, Ryan. George Pickens.
Pickens is coming to Auburn.
Crystal ball.
Yeah.
Ryan's crystal ball.
I think Pickens is coming to Auburn.
Me too. That's 3-for-3. Charles Moore. Defensive lineman.
We get every defensive lineman, don't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Two yeses. I'm going to say yes as well. Mark Anthony Richards.
He's got a
Emmy Award nominee.
I want that name. Or serial killer.
Yeah, right. That's true.
I want that name. He's coming to Auburn.
Yes. Okay. Plays right in
Mar. We'll just call him Mar.
A little bit of insight here. I think he's an IMG guy.
Oh,
so I think that's kind of where the connection is with Cadillac.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Give me a Ladarius Cox, defensive tackle. Now look, I'm going to go ahead and say yes because Ladarius and Cox, those are two Auburn classic names.
And I love Cox.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't get any more Auburn than a guy named Ladarius. I actually graduated from high school with two Ladariuses.
Really?
And then
fun fact.
Did they go to Auburn?
No, neither one of them went to Auburn.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Did anyone else from your graduating class come to Auburn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually two guys.
Oh, look at that.
Actually one other philosophy major.
Huh.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, Ladarius. One of them sold drugs. Anyway, Octavius Brothers, attorney at law, what do you got?
Coming to Auburn.
Wow, we're going on.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say they're all coming to Auburn.
Oh, man.
Brothers? Is that his last name?
Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming off.
I'm going to say he's going somewhere else.
That's actually a
miss. Hot take.
I need to know where these other, where the these people have other.
No, none of that.
I can open up
Cruel Brothers. Brothers sounds like a real, like a. I used to have this thing where you could tell if a guy was going to Alabama by his last name. If he had a real Bama sounding last name, he would go there.
Octavius Brothers sounds like he'd be going to Florida State.
Okay, he is down to either Auburn or North Carolina.
Well, now you're giving me context. I'm going to say Auburn.
I don't know. He's got Mac Brown coming after Mark.
But that is as an Auburn for Drew. Now that
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, well, I'll
for
say
pro,
yes.
Yeah. Now, Kamar Bell. Offensive lineman. So we need this one.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I'm gonna go with the Bagman on this one. We're gonna get him.
Yes.
We're really Bagman and three stars now.
Yeah, we need to.
Got to do what you got to do.
Chief Bagman confirmed. Chief for Bagman, Auburn University.
Yeah, Kamar's coming to Auburn.
I'm going Kamar to Auburn. And I'm going Ira, crazy Ira,
crazy Ira. Crazy
Ira. The battle
of Auburn. They're all coming to Auburn.
They're all coming to Auburn. I'm just gonna go 7 for 7 on this deal. That was 8. 8 for 8. 8 for 8.
I don't know how many scholarships we have left.
Well, hopefully it's 8. So Josh Dubb, write down that we think all 8 of these guys are locks. Stone Cold Lead Pipe locks of the century of the week.
Hang on. There's one more guy there's actually a lot of more guys, but one guy I just want to bring up just for that 5-star name. It's a 3-star DB out of Leesburg, Georgia. Looks like he's probably going to South Carolina, but his name is Jamie Robertson.
Jamie.
Oh, J-A-M-M-I-E. Jamie Robinson.
Gotta be
Jamie.
Good press coverage.
Now, are we sure that's Jamie, or he's just Jamie?
Some people call it pajamas.
There's no way.
PJ.
PJs.
Just wanted to throw that one out there.
Ryan, you say there's no way. There's plenty of ways.
There's plenty of ways.
Can we out-recruit?
We got Carnell on the staff
can
now.
Can we out-recruit Will Muschamp?
Coach Caddy.
Does Boom still have a appeal for the young guys? You know,
I don't know.
He was an energy guy before when he's a – I just don't know.
I don't know. I don't know anything about football recruiting. I don't know who's good or who's bad. So
here's the thing. I could have made up every single one of these names.
I know George Pickens.
I know that's a name. I read nerds' columns. I read nerds' articles on the website, and you should too.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone should read nerds' articles on collegeradio.com.
Here's the thing. I think I'm going to try and get on with him Wednesday night, kind of review signing
for a bonus podcast.
Oh, yeah. We tried to do this over the early signing period, and we recorded it, and the audio was
too good. It was too good.
Too perfect.
Would have melted your ears.
It would have made this show sound bad by comparison. So,
so we got to knock that down a few levels, and we'll try and get you some real recruiting news.
Right. I hope so. I look forward to it. You can't call it Orange and True because that's copyrighted by me and Chief. You have to come up with something else. Something else. Nerd, we love you. We wish you were on with us. But
figure out what rhymes with orange.
Yeah, we'll let you on with Ryan on the recruiting special. And that's going to do it for us here at the Orange and True podcast on the College Magnolia Podcast Network, which now we exist because we're going to have a second podcast come out.
That's right.
The College Magnolia Podcast Network. Thank you so much for listening to all the tens of listeners that we get every week.
Hey, shout out. I've been trying to do this for like a month.
Okay.
We have some listeners from Ogden, Utah. I don't know who in Utah is listening to Weber State. Talking about Auburn.
They're probably thinking it's a Weber State podcast.
Props to them. Let us know who you are.
Yeah.
They are long scouting tournament. maybe we're playing Auburn in the tournament this year.
I'd love to go to Utah. So if you guys want to have us
it's beautiful.
Record in Utah.
Yeah, we're a live show from the campus of Weber State. Yeah, Orange and True podcast, signing off. Like I always say, guys, you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but don't turn over tables while the shoe's on the other foot.
Is it really football without a tailgate party? I don't think so. Hi, I'm Scott Armstrong of Champs Chicken and Beeline Foods. Let us do the cooking for your game day get-together. Delicious Champs Chicken is always a crowd pleaser. And with Beeline Foods, great selection of tasty snacks and ice cold drinks, including our awesome craft beer selection, we're your one-stop tailgating shop. Champs Chicken and Beeline Foods. Fuel up, eat, drink, and think like a champ. Opelika Road, next to Auburn Furniture.